Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
We are very happy to continue our weekly feature on the Roundtable entitled Ideas Matter, checking in with the public humanities, our chance to check in with the humanities councils throughout our seven-state region and discuss the important ideas that they're working on and why they do indeed matter. This morning, we spotlight Connecticut Humanities, and we welcome the Program Officer for Public Humanities Programs, Amanda Roy. Good morning, Amanda. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Well, it is a delight to have you with us. You are Program Officer for the Connecticut Center for the Book, and you are doing all kinds of very cool programs, and so that is what we will discuss this morning. How did you get involved in all this?
Sure. So Connecticut Humanities is Connecticut State Humanities Council, and the Connecticut Center for the Book lives at Connecticut Humanities. So to give you a little background on what the Connecticut Center for the Book is, the Library of Congress, located in Washington, D.C., they have the Center for the Book, and then each state has an affiliate to the Center for the Book. And so the Connecticut Center for the Book has a new home here at Connecticut Humanities. We launched the program in April of this past year, and so we've had it for a little less than a year, and the purpose of what we do is to provide access to the written and spoken word for readers, for writers, residents of Connecticut, and visitors for Connecticut. So each state and each state in your listenership has a Center for the Book that does this great programming around books. And I'm glad to hear that you said our programming is cool, because books are cool.
They are. Absolutely. So you have so many different programs, and you want to promote the book. You want to promote different literary programs. Poetry, a large part of what you do. Banned Book Weeks, community read programs, World Book Night. So there's so many different things that you do. How do you decide on specific literature, specific topics that you want to explore throughout any given year?
That's a great question. Now, Connecticut has such a rich literary community and such a rich literary heritage. We have organizations all around the state. We're lucky enough to have been the home of Mark Twain and Harriet Beecher Stowe. So we have a great literary tourism here in Connecticut. And we have public libraries in all of our towns that do amazing work. So what we do at the Center for the Book is we promote the work that they are doing. But then, since we have this unique statewide audience and reach, we are able to do these programs like Poetry Out Loud and World Book Night, and I can talk a little bit about them, but they're statewide initiatives because a library is a community center, so they really focus on the community that they are reaching. So we have the ability to bring all of those communities together under these programs. So something like Banned Books Week is a national program, so we're able to really focus Connecticut on Banned Books Week in September to connect and promote the work that other organizations are doing about banned books, and also to do our own programming that connects the state together around this one topic. So we don't pick a specific book or a specific type of literature to focus on. We want to create a well-rounded picture of the book and reading and writing all around the state.
So when you have community read grants, it's up to the community to discuss, to find the book that's right for them?
Exactly. So there's a lot of programs that happen like this around the country. So some states do one book, one state programs. There's one book, one town programs. So we created these community read grants. And so what we do is provide funding for communities to choose a book that is of interest to their community and fulfills a need within their community. So we're going to let the communities decide what that might be rather than prescribing it ourselves. And then we provide funding for them to bring the author to their library or their local community organization. And we're encouraging partnerships across the community. So for nonprofits and for-profits to partner together to look at literature and look at how it connects to their community.
Let's talk about Poetry Out Loud. This is ultimately a competition, and it is fascinating what you do.
Yeah, Poetry Out Loud is a national competition, so each state participates. And a lot of the programs are run through states' arts organizations and arts agencies. So in Connecticut, the Connecticut Center for the Book is organizing the Poetry Out Loud competition for the state. And we do that in partnership with our Office for the Arts at the Department of Economic and Community Development, but also in partnership with the National Endowment for the Arts and the Poetry Foundation. So what it is a national poetry recitation program for high school students, and it's not students writing their own poetry, but it's students memorizing and reciting great poems that have been written all the way back to Shakespeare through the 19th century and all the way up to our current National Poet Laureate. So they choose poems that they'd like to learn and to recite, and then there's levels of competition that happen. So starting in the classroom level, moving on to school-wide competitions. Some states do regional competitions. In Connecticut, we'll do a statewide competition and ultimately choose one Connecticut champion that will move on to the national finals.
How is it? So right now, where I assume this is something that you're working on almost year-round, even though it goes ultimately to April, but you're working on this throughout the year.
Absolutely. So right now, teachers are beginning to implement the program into their curriculum. So in Connecticut, we provide professional development for teachers in October. So teachers come to a workshop. They get to work hands-on with poets, local poets here in the state, who can provide them with some activities to work out poetry with their students. So then teachers will implement the curriculum. And what's unique about Poetry Out Loud is there's not a prescribed curriculum. This is an opportunity for teachers to explore poetry with their students in whatever way it is that they choose. There are strict guidelines for how the competition is judged. So ultimately, there is a level playing field that they get to for the competition on the state level. But within the schools, we understand that it's challenging for teachers to incorporate another program when there are so many guidelines that they need to meet. And so Poetry Out Loud is an opportunity to explore poetry. It's connected to the Common Core curriculum standards that we all hear so much about. And so this is there's resources and a lot available for teachers and for students, and each state is going to handle this program a little bit differently. So like I said, in Connecticut, we have professional development for teachers. We have poets that go into the classroom and provide hands-on workshops for students. And then we'll do some honing of the skills workshops with the students that will move on to state finals in order to prepare them for that level.
When you think about the challenges of these programs in schools and even in communities, I mean, everybody's strapped for cash. All these organizations are strapped for cash. I'm making a giant leap here, but I'm assuming that Connecticut Humanities is seeing struggles as all of the other councils are. So, how do you deal with that?
Well, something like Poetry Out Loud, this is a program that's free for teachers to take part in. So funding for this program comes through the National Endowment for the Arts and the Poetry Foundation. And we do this, like I said, in partnership with our Office of the Arts. And so there are, you know, the challenges of funding, and schools can't necessarily pay for certain programming. So this is completely free. PoetryOutLoud.org provides amazing resources that are accessible to the public, an anthology of hundreds of poems and resources, lesson plans. All of that is included for teachers to access with this program in particular. And you know, the mission of the Center for the Book is really to make sure that we're providing access to reading and writing programs for people within our state. And so making sure that the humanities and that the book and reading and writing are accessible is so core to what we do.
What did the next couple of months bring for the center and for the humanities?
Sure. So the next couple of months, we have a lot going on. You know, just for a little fun activity that we're doing, we have a literary trivia program that's coming up that we're doing, which will promote the work of World Book Night. So we're really gearing up for World Book Night, which will happen in April, but there's a lot of preparation that goes into it. And I would encourage people to check out World Book Night. You can see it on our website, cthumanities.org/WBN, as in World Book Night. So this program, it is a April 23rd program. It's an international program where you apply to become a book giver, and then as a book giver, you have the opportunity to hand out books on April 23rd to people who are light or non-readers. And there's a deadline for the applications to become a book giver, which is early January. So we're trying to get a critical mass behind World Book Night here in Connecticut to get as many people out there handing out books, free books, to people who might not have access to books. So that will be a big event for us in December for the Center for the Book. And our Community Reads grants, we have a deadline of December 16th for those. So we'll be working on reviewing applications and granting Community Reads grants for the 2014 year. And Poetry Out Loud will be doing that as well. So all of this on top of the work that Connecticut Humanities is doing, and our executive director has shared about our Connecticut at Work initiative that we're going into in 2014. And so we're gearing up for that as well.
Well, you have a cool job title. I like that. It's very cool. Being with the Center for the Book. I like that.
We love it as well.
Absolutely. You can. So if we want to find out more information, where do we go?
Sure, you can go to cthumanities.org and then /C4B if you want to, 4 is in the number, if you want to go directly to the Center for the Book. But you can check out our Connecticut Humanities website. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'd encourage you to check all of those out as well.
cthumanities.org, cthumanities.org. Amanda Roy is the Program Officer for Public Humanities Programs with Connecticut Humanities. A delight to speak with you this morning. And thank you so much for sharing and for all your great work.
Thanks, Joe. We appreciate it.
A delight. Thank you.
Take care.
Coming up next, our Congressional Corner. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.